Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.
At the moment, you're seeing lots, I'm sure, in the news about it being the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote in the UK. 100 years later, there is still some way to go to achieve true equality. And so I've come to Harrogate Ladies College to talk about the role of education. I'm here with Sylvie Brett, who's the principal of Harrogate Ladies College. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
So today, Harrogate Ladies College is probably one of the most famous girls' schools in the UK. Was it around 100 years ago when women first got the vote?
It was around more than 100 years ago. We are 125 years old this year, looking forward to at least another 125 years. We were founded by the educational pioneers who founded a number of schools in the last century, the turn of the more than last century, specifically with the aim of helping girls have the same sort of education, at least as good as that which boys were achieving. Girls and families that attended at that time must have been brave. They were fighting against convention. They weren't afraid to go against the norm. And 125 years on, 95% of our girls go off to university. The others go off to do amazing courses, vocational courses. We've got somebody going off to be an opera singer this year. So we have girls who are achieving the very highest and the very widest of opportunities.
That's an incredible turnaround then. So in 100 years, you've gone from fighting for education to now people pursuing exactly what they want to do when they leave. So I guess a lot of people might think that's it then, job done, we've made it. Is that the case?
No, there is still so much work to be done. We want girls to have absolutely at least every opportunity that the boys have in this world. And as we see in the news recently, it's not just about jobs, it's about pay equality as well. And we want our girls to be absolutely on an equal footing and able to fulfil all their potential.
I think one of the things you hear most about in terms of gender equality nowadays is to do with things like the pay gap and female leaders, women in STEM roles. Does a school like yours, do you think, have a big role in changing this? Does it start with education?
Of course it starts with education, because that's where we can influence these young leaders of the future. Girls' schools are pivotal in this, because we have the freedom here for our girls to develop all that they are, never to feel that they can't access a subject or a career choice or a life choice. Things like the STEM subjects, girls in all girls' schools are far more likely to study STEM subjects. In our school, 100% of our girls who took biology A-level last year got an A-star, which was astonishing. 30% of our girls do chemistry, 40% do maths. There is nothing that stops our girls here from learning the subjects that they want to do. They do them because they love them, because they're passionate about them, and not because they feel they have to do them.
In an all-girls school, do you think it's more likely that girls will go forward for these subjects than they might do in a mixed environment?
The statistics absolutely show that. In an all-girls school, girls are 75% more likely to take maths A-level, 70% more likely to take chemistry, and 2.5 times as likely to take physics, and we think that's a tremendous stat.
That is tremendous. So that's where we're going to find people going into these STEM roles they might otherwise not feel as welcome in it at the school level. Some people might be asking whether or not it matters that girls do science at school.
That's an outrageous thing to say. Of course it matters that girls do science at school. It matters that girls do the subjects that they love at school. And some of our greatest scientists have been women over the years. The original founder of the computer was a woman. We have girls who are so pivotal in science now, and we need more women into science for their creativity and their intellect.
I can agree with you more. I think that's wonderful. What about outside of the classroom? The social life of the girls here must have changed a lot in the past 100 years.
There have been huge changes, and I'd argue that although there's more freedom for girls today, the sorts of pressures that are on them are so difficult. They face enormous pressure in terms of fitting stereotypes, looking a certain way. Social media is a constant in their lives, and it can be really frightening, and it can have frightening consequences, although of course it has very positive influences as well. And one of the big challenges, possibly the biggest challenge we have here at an all-girls school, is helping girls focus on being themselves, on being passionate about who they are, on being self-confident and self-aware. And that's why we're so excited by the I Am Me campaign, which came from the girls. The message came from discussions with the girls, and it encourages the girls to recognise who they are, to be passionate about who they are, not to be afraid, not to be arrogant, to be humble, but to be absolutely sure that this is who they are and this is who they want to be.
That's a very powerful statement, I Am Me. So there's definitely still lots of work to do in terms of girls' education, and it sounds like Harrogate Ladies College is the place for it. If any of our listeners want to find out more about Harrogate Ladies College, where can they find information?
We would love to see you anytime. Come and visit us, come on a normal working day, see what the school's like, come and have a chat with me and a cup of tea, and we'll talk about it, and we'll talk about educating young people, young girls for the world. We have an open morning on Friday the 2nd of March. Again, it's a normal teaching day, so come and see the school in action, see the faces of my girls, see that they're relaxed and happy most of the time, and visit our website www.hlc.org.uk to find out a little bit more and to book for the open morning.
Harrogate Ladies College on Stray FM's Family Show.